I can't believe I am back to morning messages. I can't believe that I'm committing to 5 days a week again. Oh my gosh, I must be nuts. But I have to tell you that I'm going to keep this thing simple. And this is what I want to share today. You know, my energy needs to do this. I absolutely love sharing my insights for whoever is ready to hear it out there. But it's drained me in the past. I've gotten too complicated. Have you ever done that? Just overcomplicated systems so that the joy gets stripped out of it? Well, I am committing to keeping these morning messages simple, right? You've heard KISS, right? Keep it simple, stupid, and I'll keep out the simple. But let me explain how I'm going to do this, and then maybe it will help you think about something in your life that you really want to do. But you got to keep it simple. So here's the way it's going to work for me to keep these morning messages sustainable. One, 5 days a week, under 6 minutes. Under 6 minutes to record these things. That's 30 minutes max. Two, there's going to be no special blurb in the show notes. I'll have links, which I would really appreciate if you took a look at. Links to other stuff that I'm doing, but I am not going to write something about every little 6 minute morning message that I record. That is going to save me so much time. And I'm not going to do videos. I'm not going to put it on YouTube. This is what you get. It's right here, my friends, just on the audio. And then finally, I'm going to batch a couple. If I can, if I have the momentum and the inspiration, I'll batch a couple and put them out there. So that's how I'm going to keep this simple. It's how it's going to stay sustainable for me. Because I know I really enjoy doing this. But when I overcomplicate and I try to create way too many steps in the process, I end up drained. I end up regretting that I even agreed to do this to myself. And I don't want to do that. So how about you? What is there in your life? What action, what project, what something have you been wanting to do, but you just overthink it or you overcomplicate the system? Can you simplify it down to a couple of simple steps that will allow you to keep your engagement, your inspiration, your passion sustainable? It's really that simple. What can you do? What do you want to do, but need to just back it out to a couple of simple steps? I'm going to be your guinea pig here. I am committed to these morning messages. I'm committed to keeping it simple. And I promise that I will tell you if I start overcomplicating things. And let me ask you, hold me accountable as well. Keep it simple. Name something that you want to do out there. So what we do on our team, my team with Amari Global, I've got a great team of people that I'm working with. We call it Touching Amari. Touching our Amari business every day. And it could be 5 minutes a day. Right? We're not talking about big, heavy lists of things to do. We're talking about keeping things so granular that we can just check, 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 and done on to the next thing. I think it's really enjoyable. And you know what's interesting is that there's also a neurochemical effect of just doing things in simple steps, because when we get something done, it actually gives us a hit of dopamine. Dopamine is that motivational neurotransmitter that keeps us going, that keeps us excited. So if things get too heavy, if things get too time consuming, if they become too much of a burden, then we don't easily get that hit of dopamine. So breaking it down to simple steps. What can you do? What can you touch every day? Like my Amari team, we touch Amari every day. Like this podcast, I'm just touching it, right? 5 minutes, boom, quick publish, done. What is it that you want to do but have been procrastinating doing because you're overthinking it? Hey, I'd love to know. Email me, let me know. Hello@carabradley.net. Don't be shy. This is a back and forth, you and I, okay? That's it for today, my friend. Have a fantastic day.